001. Siman Tzadik Aleph. Sif Hey. Lo Yamod Bafundoso. Taska Balaz. We'll see in a moment what that means. Lo Barosh Magula. Lo Baraglayim Magulim. And Derech Hashem Magus. Lo Yamdul Fenegdol. Lo Melo Bavote Raglayim. Mishnah Berurah, let's see, Afundoso, so he explains it as Rashi does. The ways are cholo, shemusimim playing moles. Beinu derech kovod, lama came with Nei Hashem, he looked like a bus driver with that change thing. B'chenei nochum hispalol b'kaftan, a bathrobe probably, u'beged atachton, under shirt. Or shlofrok, his pajamas, nightgown, pajamas. So we talked about that yesterday. This is our old dinam of Vayimel of Nehemelech. It's like improper. Rashi, the Rambam rather learns in the Gemara that afandoso, afandoso means undershirt. Rashi learns the money purse, chayodom. Mela extrapolates these things that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Okay. So that's the din of Oymer Lefnei HaMelech. Baiter. Lo Barosh Magula. So either it's a repetition, because it's the Lashon HaRambam, and the Mechaber does that many times, as we said yesterday. Well, many times, he does that often enough. But the Chayyodom learns it means a hat. So the taka means Rosh Magula. Rosh Magula means with just the yarmulke. So we'll have that according to everybody in Sivvav, the din of Atufin. But that's how the Chayyodim learns Rosh Magula here. So the Mishnah Berurah really brings that. I guess he's explaining it like the Chayyodim. It's not so clear. It was Menenu Tzorch Lossom Beis Hatfila Koyva Barosho. Yeah, this is the Chayyodim. Kederach Shelo Barachov. That's how they used to, when they used to walk out in the street, Tikkun Begadim. The Rambam says there's a general rule of Tikkun Begadim for Tfila. So when they went outside and they dressed that much more formally, they wore a hat. You know when that stopped?
Kennedy.
Kennedy went to his inauguration without a hat, and he changed the whole world of fashion because he went without a hat. But not just with yarmulke. So again, this is definitely subjective. If it's in this sif, it's definitely subjective. Sivvav, we'll see. The din of Atufim might be objective. But Sifhei is definitely subjective. The din of Oymer Lefnei HaMelech. Kein derech lamud kein lefnei nafim chashuvim. The kosh kein b'shlof mitz, that's your nightgown. Or your shlofing yarmulke.
Isn't that a big white
knitted yarmulke? Depends whose side you're on. Shall pishtam b'levad. Tignayo lamud kein lefnei gedolim. Whatever it is. Maybe it's just socks. The equivalent. The kosh kein shaloshim sandal v'akim magula. Types of slippers. Gamein lulbos beis atzila b'ti yadayim. Shekorin hanshich. K'derechoy b'i drachim. I don't know. In some societies, there are certain kind of gloves which are extremely formal. But I'm sure it's not talking about those kind of gloves. Maybe it's talking about the kind of place, the gloves you wear when you walk, so it helps you keep a grip. So Mishnah Berurah talks very strongly against it. He brings up in the back. V'kori ani alei malfoni regal gavav diadisho malfoni deini. You're wearing your gloves. So again, if you're wearing your gloves because it's cold, that chrenim amekil. If it's freezing, you're wearing gloves. But stam to wear your gloves. Again, that's not appropriate. The mechayodim to the old marshal, the fiddle about the shakarim, so it's some of the bad gam, kidding, no, chum. But all told if he minna gamma combos, it's all subjective stuff. Our amin stigish, like the conis, the base, the knesset, been the lion, our rukim, the hainu strivel, whatever, boots, I guess. And there, chosum, mokum, lavi, kech, we can die, let us mutter. So the same thing. But definitely, we said yesterday, rubbers, galoshes, you should, definitely should not, you should not have them. You shouldn't bring them into the shul, really. You get the whole shul dirty. But also, you shouldn't wear them based on tefillah.
You hold that the coat is different than this?
A what?
Coat.
Coat is the same thing.
Mom is the same. An outer
coat. That you should not wear your coat.
Right.
Again, if you're cold, then make cold. If you're cold. But if you're too lazy, you have your raincoat, you don't want to take it off. Sometimes people with hats, they're still wearing their plastic on the hats in the rain. These are all things which are also, which you're not supposed to wear. They're all nichlal and tikkun begodim for the sake of tefillah. V'lobar aglayim agulim. Here also, miu mebeged oruch shechayfas or aglayim, and your feet are not seen. O baratas achamin ma'od she'omdim sham gan kein b'fnei gedolim yocheif. Because even the feet, it's all subjective. Even the feet, Megula, is all subjective. No, there is a Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara. Lavoi Rechara, at some point the Gemara is talking about standing with your feet uncovered. Lavoi Rechara, Lamekim Hochi Kami Malko. So maybe there's an element of objectivity there, but Akaponim not according to the Rambam, and the Mechaber Pasul like the Rambam, and the Mishabura is okay with it. So even naked feet, bare feet is all totally subjective.
Because we see when it's Mokum Mokadosh, you do go.
Yeah. So you have Kedusha already. It's not Yom Kippur, you have nobody argues that Yom Kippur you're allowed to stand without shoes. No din to wear sneakers in Kippur, the din is to be barefoot.
Okay.
So there's no. I'm addressing.
I'm saying
your point
is not
fair.
They're the cover before the one you're going to.
It's a special union of Kedusha when you're not allowed to, so then that's the way you're supposed to dress.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand. If we're supposed to be Lufnei Melech, and so this is.
Okay, let's think. The Rambam says clearly, bare feet is also just a question of what's the derech to go lifnei melech. That goes maimony is mashma that there's an element of objectivity to it. That it's not appropriate to stand lifnei melech that way. There are some things, at some point, things become objective. That they're not considered appropriate just because the world became crazy. So I wouldn't say it about a hat, but I would say it about La Marshall, the very first Siv being half naked. If they, you know, if the world went crazy and started appearing half naked, I'm reasonably certain you would still be also the Davin Shimon Esrei that way. So from Agos Maimoni and the Rambam and Hilchus Tefillah, it's mashma that bare feet is also objective. Benkach u'benkach, it's not shver. You're asking like a question. My answer to you is that that's not shver. That's like saying Yom Kippur when it's also to go with bare feet. We have a special reason to take off our shoes. We're not looking at it mitzad the din tikkun malbush, but on a makom kodesh you're not supposed to wear shoes. You're supposed to. It's a chatzitza in the Beis Hamikdash. They certainly daven in the Beis Hamikdash. I assume they daven in the Beis Hamikdash, right? The Rambam said they daven in the Beis Hamikdash, so they were standing bare feet. Or Mokum Arishavilev. So the Teretz is when that's the dress code, so certainly it's appropriate dress. So if there's an Indian that their feet is Dashmius and, you know, whatever the reason is you take off your shoes, so then that's certainly not a problem. Just like you understand yourself, Yom Kippur is not a kash on anybody. You're not, you know, there's a din inui and you're not supposed to wear your shoes, that's all. I didn't say, I said it a different example. A different example where when that's the dress code for the day or for the place, then obviously that's how you have to dress. That's what the melech demands, you dress that way.
Isn't the mikdash the ultimate Makom Tefillah, and then.
But there's an element of Kedusha. But there's an element of Kedusha, and when you're in a Makom stop. Kohanim don't wear their shoes in the Beis HaMikdash, is rather not because of the Inyan Kedusha. I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. There is an Inyan, again, Mokum Asherot HaMedalei Admas Kol Deshu, but the Kohanim, that's an Inyan of Chatzitza. I mean, it's an Inyan of Kedusha, but not Mokum Kadosh in that sense, I don't think. Even though on Harabayas you can't go with your shoes either, but that's, so there is an Inyan on the Mokum Kadosh, we take off our shoes as a sign of respect. Kohanim grab that's a chatzitza. The ritzpah's makadesh, the Kohanim, the dominion of chatzitza, it would be a chaitzitz between the Kohanim and the floor of the mikdash, the dominion that it's makadesh then. But you see on Harabais, you're not allowed to go with shoes. Okay, so kids, so all of these things just tell us, teach us that when the dress code is, please leave your shoes at the door. We went many years ago when it was, we went to, where did we go? We used to go to, what's near Hebron? Chalul. So whose Kever is there? Noson and God. God Achayz and Noson and Noson. So the Arabs mamas turned it into a mosque. So that you had to take off your shoes to go in. So I didn't go in. I'm not allowed.
Eastern countries, even by Yidden,
no, but
they take off their shoes.
But that's well known. But here it's a religious rite of the Muslims. So anyway,
what about the Kohanim?
The Kohanim, it has to do with some Zera. It's like. There are some sources which allude to Admas Kodeshu, that idea, but I'm afraid it's much less prosaic than that. If you go to the Indian, I would sushtel. When that's the dress code, it's not a problem. The kitzah, in the Beis Mikdash, that's the dress code. On Yom Kippur, that's the dress code. On Harabayas, that's the dress code. So we're not talking of that. You can't ask a kasha from there. When that's specifically how you're supposed to go, so you can't ask a kasha. I would sushtel to that though, Purim. Purim people sometimes are masquerade and they want to daven. So you say, you wouldn't be under the Tnei Melech that way. I would be noted to say that on Purim, that's how you're supposed to be dressed. And it's like not, that's what I would say in Svara. I would allow to daven in a masquerade Purim. Maybe mincha, maybe it'd be mechalik mincha when everybody's dressed up already. Not chakras when people talk are not dressed up, but Meyer people are dressed up maybe. On Purim, that's the way you dress. That's the dress code on Purim. It's minig Yisrael. You can't just make away with it. You're not allowed to make away with it. It's minig Yisrael to get dressed up. So that's the dress code on Purim. So it's no worse than not wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. That's what I would paskin if anybody would ask me. That's the only.
And you should daven for the Omer also, someone dressed like that?
Davening for the Omer has a different set of rules. Okay. Davening for the Omer has a different set of rules, and I'm not answering you though. It's a shiloh. Davening before the Omer, there are many things where. I'm going to show you soon when we finish, but we'll see the Seifim about davening for the Omer, where we see that it has more of an objective element. That the person representing the tzibur has to be dressed more properly. Whether that would extend to this, you know, obviously in Kippur he's still going to be without choosing this, but masquerade maybe that's like a borderline thing. But we'll see. Let's take it slow. Okay, so that's okay. Sivov. Now Sivov is based on a Gemara. More in Shabbos, Rambam passes it, where it talks about being otuf b'tfila, just like I think everybody's familiar with the idea that the chsibah should be otuf when he says the yud gimel midos shel rachamim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was otuf kvayochol otuf b'talus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu to be to be Otef and to say the Yud Gimel Midos. So there's an Inyan Atifa, and again, that's already a more objective standard of Kabbalah, of formality. Like, no one's going to argue that, you say a black tie affair, whatever it's called, a white tie affair, I don't know, whatever they call these things. There's an element of, you dress in a tuxedo. There are objective ways of dressing more formally. So the Gemara in Shabbos talks approvingly about davening ba'atifa. It's you're more kafuf, you're more involved in your tefillah. It's not an inyan of oimid of ne'amelech, of a choshev address, it's not a tikkun begodim type din b'tefillah, but it's an inyan of gufa, like how, just like you say, we're going to see in a second, you should stand like this ideally when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. We're not knowing it so much, or I don't see people being knowing it so much. Here and there I see people doing it, but we don't, but we'll talk about why, because when we learn the halacha of doing it, like you're supposed to stand with one hand in the other, go like this a little. There's a way to stand like tefillah, like facing down, facing up, machoikas and yavamas. So atifa is such a thing. Atifa, you wrap yourself in a talisman or in a cloak. Not talking about a talisman more. Derech ha-chachamim b'talmideyim, so yispal lu'elok sheheim atufim. So the equivalent nowadays would be the hat and jacket. That's where that comes from. Even if you'll say that the hat and jacket is no longer, or you're in a society certainly where the hat and jacket, even if you go to a chasana, okay, or you go, you don't wear a hat and jacket. But the objective element of vav, of sivav, it certainly has. But this is taka not the din of lechatchila to daven that way. This is not the din that you're supposed to daven that way. It's just a b'dieved yoytzu without it. This is the way it says it. Derech ha-chachomim b'talmideim shlo yisbalo l'kshem ha-tufim. So that's where it comes from, that Yeshiva Bochrim, at least the Litvish, not Israelis, that oilam, the Litvish oilam davens with a hat and jacket is based on Sivvav. It might also be based on, they're not yet used to the idea that in this society you don't go with a hat and jacket, because in the Western countries, certainly you wear I don't know about a hat anymore, but you certainly wear a suit. That's why he said the tie is the shaila. I saw a svarin in Achron. I don't remember which Achron, so it's dangerous to say over. Just because it's printed, it doesn't mean it's, don't fall into that trap. But I liked the svarin when I saw it. He says, we're talking about Shabbos clothes. Like, why don't you wear a tie? Why don't you wear a tie whenever you daven in Western countries, for sure? Or one of the attacker. So he says, when people put on Shabbos clothes, let's say for Shabbos, when they go to a chasana, they get dressed up, or they're under the fan melech, the truth is they would go with their regular weekday suit also, if it's clean. If it's clean, it's presentable. It's like our lifestyle is that we have a special suit for Shabbos, but there's nothing intrinsically. Like, we would go to Fan Melech and our weekday suit, just in the Sheger HaChayim, he called it. So you have a Shabbos suit, and you have a Chasana suit. It's just, that's the way we live, And if we'd be poor, so we would go to the Chasana in a weekday suit, as long as it's clean and presentable. So he says, for davening, it's enough to go, that you would go to Fan Melech. You don't need that, if I was talking going to Fan Melech, I would get dressed up for it. A weekday suit is perfectly what? Yeah, right. A weekday suit is perfectly acceptable to go to Fan Melech. And if it's taka not nice, the weekday suit, if it doesn't fit well, so then enachnami, then you taka after eskashayla, if the chachili is supposed to daven that way also. Because then it's taka a giraon in the beged. And you're not supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei that way, just like you wouldn't go to Fan Melech that way. But if it's just a question, of, I'm going to put on my, like the Goyim say, my Sunday best. So that you don't have to do for davening. That's not a requirement. As long as it's a suit, you can tie maybe a sports jacket and a pants. I hear, that's really not, you can't say that story so quickly. Because you really wouldn't go Lefnei HaMelech in a sport jacket and pants. You really wouldn't. You would put on a suit. that's not kind of like a, it's considered not nice. It's a little too informal, right? It's too sporty. You wouldn't be dressed sporty when you went with Nehemelech. You'd be dressed more formally. So that's not, again, that's not posher. But look, I mean, the tie, I would say so too. I don't know. Tie is a good show. Yeah, that's the point. Special Mabushim for Shabbos. But that's not because... It's not... Again, it's not only the family. It's not because... Yeah, it covered Shabbos. You put on a fresh, a special suit. Just like you have special food on Shabbos, you have a special clothing that you wear on Shabbos. But it's not really... Again, I'm not only talking about a weekday suit. It's perfectly okay. A sport jacket and pants in a Western country, taka is a problem. Maybe a tie is not fancied like that. Tie, taka, there's an element, I'm talking about no tie at all. Is taka, in other words, the formality that going with Nehemela demands, really Shmona Esrei demands also. Formality. It doesn't, you don't have to put on your Shabbos suit for it, maybe, but The formality, you're not casual. You're not going in front of a melech. You don't dress casually. It's considered disrespectful. So that's what the halacha demands we daven that way too. But again, only to the extent that your clothing are clean. Again, I'm talking now in a society where that's demanded. Like we said yesterday, that's another reason to move to Israel if you don't want to wear a hat and jacket by davening. Another reason to move to Israel.
Two things sounds more like... In a talis, how
does
the...
A tufim? Not dafka talis. They would wear a cloak. That's a way to daven. Like the halacha would say, it's commendable to daven with your head bent down a little and your hands like that. So atifa is that also. That's a gemara in Shabbos. It's not the din of hikoin lekrasa lekecha
Yisro. But it doesn't sound like a tufim is the same as wearing a hat.
I'm explaining that the, what's the word, when something always pops up, there's a word for it in English. Who knows English? Yeah, nobody but me. No, there's a fancy word. The, when something always pops up, say it's...
Ubiquitous.
Yeah. The ubiquitous hat and jacket that you'll see, thank you, that you'll see on the yeshiva bocher is because they feel that's a tzushtel to the atifa of the Gemara. I'm not making editorial comments now. They feel that's the atifa. The atifa in the Gemara is like a... That would be what we have. We don't wear a cloak to wrap yourself in. So that's their hat, that's the hat and jacket. That's where it comes from. That's why the market is having... in a hat and jacket, and that's where that came from, the Sivvav. It could have also come from Sivvav, if I'm pointing out, that they were Amid Lefnei HaMelech that way. There's like two tracks that lead you to there, but even if you don't, even in a society like in Israel, well, you don't have that, but you do have Sivvav, I feel, Derek Chachamim B'Talmidim, Shlo Yispalu Elek Shem Atufi. Okay, let's go weiter. Hagar, this is interesting. Can you pass me a Gemara Shabbos? First volume. Dafyud. Ubeis azam yeshlechabek hayadayim beishas atfila ka'ad kame mare. That probably means like this. Shlechabek, because like this you're supposed to stand anyway. We'll see in the later sinner. Like this, you should always stand by davening. Ideally, this is beis zam, and there's a special esora. It's not the achronim have different interpretations, but here's what I find interesting. I'm going to read you Gemara now, and it's really like it's not dover v'hifucho. The Gemara contrasts two different ways to daven, and it's not so easy to understand what's the contrast. Like what's the contradistinction? Amar Rav Ashi, Chazino leil Rav Kaina. I saw Rav Kaina as follows: Ki ikat sayra bi'alma. When there was a sora in the world, a gzeira ro chas v'shalom. Shadi Glimi, he would take off his cloak, because a cloak is like a chosh of a beged, and you wanna, okay, it's not a kasha, I'm already explaining the Gemara. Like, then you don't wanna dress in a chosh of a way, then you wanna like, it's like tearing kriya, you wanna like come like an oni b'pesach. So you want to take off? I would say like you want to take off your hat and jacket. You're not posing now as a chosh of a person. Ufachar yodei, and then whatever we're learning. Rashi learns chovig yodo be'etzba also. That's what it means. That's what I think. Let's learn like that. There are different interpretations. Umatzli. Omar ka'avde kamimore. Like an eved in front of his odom. He goshalma, and when things were going well, lovish, then he would wear his cloak. Umiskase, umisate fumatzli. And that's where they come from. It says, Omar hikon likras ala kecha Yisrael. So Taka says hikon. Still, I'm maintaining it's a different din of hikoin. It's not the din of hikoin that says oimed lufnei hamelech, that you have to act, which Rashi learns is also learned out from hikoin likras alekecha Yisrael. No, there's two dinim. There's one din that you have to dress because you're oimed lufnei hamelech, and there's another din of this din. Al koponim. So here you have like a dover vihifucho. So you see the ituf was an inyan of chashivas, getting dressed up, a more formal, call it, more formal way of dressing. And be'ez sora, they would like rip away the formality. It's like you fling yourself right on the doorstep and you beg and you cry. And that's what the Ramah here is coming from, that Gemara in Shabbos.
So Tisha B'Av would be appropriate not to wear jackets.
I don't know. It's odd. Yeah. I would. Yeah, that's a good tzustel. I can't think of any other time. Maybe Purim. but I'll say sorrow, or on a timeless. You said that means like a place. I don't know. You're like, okay. So from now on, you keep a cotton. You should come without a jacket. That was funny. Okay, I don't know how this translates nowadays. We're very not spontaneous. Now we look up everything in the Shulchan Aruch or in a sefer that ends with the word Kilchasa. There's no spontaneity.
Like the Rav explained, I forgot my rule. If it doesn't affect you in the same way, there's no reason to do it.
Yeah, and a chanami. The business with the shots, you find in the following places. Simen Yud Ches, Siv Dalet and Hay. No, something's wrong. Nun Ches, maybe. But I wrote down Mar Mekayim was wrong. Nun Gimel. All right, you know what? We'll stop here. It's line 17. We'll continue.